Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF here on this Thursday morning. Slightly foggy out there still in the town. It's not as bad outside the town. It's a little thicker out there. And joining us in studio, as they do every Thursday, is Coffeeville's Reawakening. We have Denise York in studio with us. And also we have Connie in studio from the boutique is here with us this morning. Connie Miller from the Wall Street Boutique and Event Center. And ladies, good morning. How are you doing today?
Morning, Kyle.
Hi.
It's good to have you guys in. And Denise, again, I hope you're having a good day. And you just have kind of a few updates about the UP Park.
I do. You know, right now we're on the Union Pacific Park update. We're into the legal phase, get some contracts signed so we can get start the physical work on it. We're still shooting for a July ribbon cutting, so hopefully the weather holds out for us and we can get that work done and be enjoying the park here by next September.
Absolutely. So. And also the Midland newsletter is out and looking for interested people for the board.
We are. We're anyone interested in you know, the theater or volunteering, we're, you know, open to anyone. So the Midland newsletter went out this week, and I mean, it's a great newsletter. I looked at, there's a lot of pictures and stuff. So if you're interested in keeping up on what's going on with the Midland, you know, get on our Facebook page. You can request the newsletter and it'll get sent to you, you know, via your email, or get a hold of one of the board members. A lot of ways to get a hold of it. It's the I Love Coffeeville website. I've got to plug that. You know, Midland Theater has their website and our Facebook page.
All right.
So, yep, we're just finishing up end of year stuff. So, planning for this year.
All right. And then also next week, we're looking to get some an update for next week in about neighborhoods.
You know, hopefully, yeah, we'll have Peggy in or someone to fill us in on what's going on there. You know, we kind of highlighted the Midland last week. So this week we're kind of looking at downtown and what's going on. And that's one reason I brought Connie in, so she can give us an update on what she's doing, her space, and some activities she's got coming up.
All right. And speaking of which, Connie Miller in studio with us this morning from the Wall Street, Walnut Street Boutique and Event Center. Good morning, Connie. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very, very good. So just a few things going on over there and talking about the new business update.
Well, we opened up the 1st of November. It's been great. We've had a lot of business. There's still a lot of people that don't know about us yet, so we're working on advertising and getting our name out there. We also have a big event center, and we've had birthday parties. We have a bouncy house that fits inside the event center that's been very popular.
Can I get on the bouncy
house?
Yes,
you can. Oh, come on over.
Well, they also hosted the Hispanic night for us for Christmas on the Plaza, which was a huge success.
It was
there.
A big success. So. It was. There was a lot of people, a lot of good food, and that was the Christmas on the Plaza was amazing for us. There were so many people that came out. It was a fun downtown environment, and I hope next year's just as fun. I'm sure it will be.
Oh, it'll be twice as fun.
It will be, and twice as big.
Twice as fun.
Yes. So.
But again, it was a great event down there, and you guys right down there in the middle of it. So again, some good stuff coming up. You got three special events coming up though, correct?
We do. January 30th, from 5 to 7:30 at night, we're hosting a Valentine Ladies Night. We're gonna have vendors. We'll have drinks and refreshments and all kinds of things. And we'll probably have someone singing. I don't know yet, but someone that was popular on the Christmas Plaza this mm-hmm. year. We're also looking for more vendors. So if there's anybody that would like to be a vendor, please give us a call at 918-851-2730. Then our second event coming up, we're going to have a Valentine's Teen Dance. Well, it'll be from 7 to 10:30. Admission will be $10. There'll be refreshments available to buy. We'll have a DJ there. So we're hoping to get some kids out because I know they're getting a little restless.
Right.
But
they're always looking for something to do.
Yes,
right?
Yes. You must wear a mask. We'll do social distancing. You know, just try to keep everything where everyone can come and feel comfortable.
Right. And have a good time because, like I said, teens maybe getting a little restless. They want to get out and kind of do some stuff.
Right. So we're looking forward to hosting that event, too.
And also, you have a bridal fair coming up as well, which that is huge, and that should be a lot of fun.
We are super excited about that. We will have two buildings. We're going to have one of the Coffeyville Reawakening buildings. We've gotten so many vendors that we're going to have to look for another space. And
spillover, basically.
Yes, and Denise was so kind to help. Her and Shanna have been wonderful helping us, and I couldn't have done it without them. So they're going to let us use one of their buildings. We're still looking for vendors for that, trying to get vendors that have something wedding, honeymoon related. Right now we already have several vendors. That will be February 21st from 12 to 4. Admission will be $5. Kids under 2 are free. We will also Sweet Peas Bridal in Nowata will be coming in having dresses. We're going to have a fashion show with wedding dresses and maybe some prom dresses too. So we're so excited about doing this, hoping this will become an annual event.
No, that's going to be a lot of fun. And that's about a month from now, so on February 21st. And that will be at the Event Center?
Yes, 818 Walnut Street.
All right. So, again, lots of great events coming up. And like I said, you guys opened up just in November and trying to get the word out. And we're hoping that this helps get the word out about you guys. And just a little bit, if people, again, maybe they're not familiar with your business. What is the few things you do over there at your business? What kind of items do you sell?
Well, we in the boutique side, we have ladies' shirts. We have jeans, leggings. We have jewelry. We have bags. Lots of gift items. Of course, on holidays, like right now, I have a lot of Valentine things. I try to keep up with the holidays. We're just a small little shop, and I just try to, if someone says, can you get me this? I try to, you know, help them to get these items. We are a CC Beanie distributor, so I have a lot of CC stuff. Everybody just needs to come down and check us out and see what we've got.
Absolutely. Shop local.
Right.
And,
that's right.
So shop local and support our local businesses like the Walnut Street Boutique and Event Center. And so it sounds like you guys got a lot of things going on over there. And if anybody would like to contact you, how can they get a hold of you?
You can call us at 918-851-2730. We also rent the Event Center out, like I said, for birthday parties, any kind of party you can imagine. I have linens, all different colored linens, if you would like to have a nicer, fancier party. Of course, if you want to come in and decorate yourself, that's always wonderful too. We have a big bouncy house that's super popular with the kids that can go right inside. So if you have a winter birthday, you can have a really good time.
Kids of all ages.
We've had some big ones in there. You need to come over.
I would probably be one of them in there going, whoa, bouncing all over the place.
That'd be fine.
All right. Well, Connie, thank you so much for coming in today. We do appreciate it. And we want to get people out there to the Walnut Street. I don't know why I keep saying Wall Street. The Walnut Street Boutique and Event Center. Again, head on over there. Lots of great things. Connie also, she told the phone number there just a minute ago. So again, Connie, thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
And Denise, again, if anybody wants to get a hold of you, obviously, I Love Coffeyville is the best way to do it.
I Love Coffeyville.
And also the Coffeyville's Reawakening page, correct?
Yep.
All right.
Yes, Facebook page, or you can stop in at 115 West 9th at Reawakening headquarters.
All right. So, again, lots of great things going on around Coffeyville, and we appreciate both of you ladies coming in again. And Denise, we'll see you again next week.
Okay.
All right.
Look forward to it.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll have Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.